The Gemara Maseches Megillah in Daf Yud Ches says as follows. It says that Mila Vistela Mishtuka Betrin. In other words, a word of speech is worth one coin, so silence is worth two. And the truth is, just to reiterate the value of silence and not speaking and not unnecessary talk, open up any other Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, every third Mishnah or so talks about the value of actions and not the value of, and the value of silence and the value of not, you know, lo hadibur ha'ikar el shtika or something like that. In other words, there's a certain value. I once heard a rabbi say, any time a guy would talk out too much of shir, he would go, how many ears do you have? He would go, two. But how many mouths do you have? He goes, one. But there's a reason for that. I was thinking, just to talk a little bit about this value of silence and being quiet, not talking too much, where does it come from? What is the value? It's not really that much of a Western value. You don't hear, you know, the value coming out in Hollywood. People talk about sensitivity, people talk about respect, people talk about pluralism. What's this value, you know, not one that we naturally grow up with? What's this value of silence, of listening, of where's the conference? I wanted to share a few insights into it. Number one is this element of Ben Adam L'Chaveira. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma writes on Daf Ayin, hey, that based upon its Agada, there's a drush there that the more a person needs to get something off his chest, the more he should talk about it to his friends. The more a person should communicate, in English we call it venting. Once in a while, stress and pressure builds up, you gotta just communicate, talk, and share. So, right away, the person who's listening is helping the original guy fill that Gemara, the Melvin of Ben Am L'Chaveira. And even beyond the technical sense of filling that Gemara, a friend listens when a friend, another friend needs to talk. To be there for someone, to care for someone, to recognize, you know, to just be there for someone who needs help, who needs to talk, who needs to share, who needs advice, just to listen to what he has to say. Beyond that, and I think this is a much deeper value, it enables or allows one to recognize there are other people in the world. Once in a while, a person who's so egocentric, a person who's so much focused on themselves, what he has to say is what matters. It's his comments and his thoughts that are more valuable to somebody else than somebody else's, rather. I talk because I value myself. I'm not interested in what you have to say. I'm interested in what I have to say. It allows a person to see others. It allows a person to recognize, or it comes from a person who recognizes others may have wisdom, others may have what to say. Life is not just about me. Life is not just about my needs, but I'm a complete to service others. I want to hear what they have to say. I value what they have to say. I care about them and what they have to say. There's a third level, in addition to just stam, toshu bein adam l'chaveiro, and even bein adam l'atzmo. It's almost like an external benefit, but very much linked. The more you learn how to listen to others, the more you learn how to listen to your parents, your friends, mitzvah Hashem one day, more importantly, your wife, maybe even most importantly, one day your children, and probably even most importantly, more than all the other Moses, is you learn how to listen to yourself. I really believe a person who knows how to listen knows how to learn. Knows how to listen to himself. Because listening is not really done with your ears. It's done with your midos. It's done with your mindset. It's done with your recognition that you don't have all the answers before the issue even is brought up. I remember I was talking to a guy who, you know, he had this mindset. No matter what the issue was, he had the answer right away before he knew what the issue was. In addition to his pompous and arrogant and, you know, full of himself. Just haughty. Sense of, like, I wonder, did he even, like, he wasn't in touch with himself. He didn't listen to himself. He didn't know what he felt and what he wanted and what he aspired towards and where he was going in life. In a certain sense, a person who knows how to listen can ask themselves questions and wait patiently for an answer. And patience is part of learning how to listen. People who are impatient have a tough time listening. It requires an element of just sitting there and patiently waiting. You notice people have a tough time listening and a tough time sitting there in chazaras and shatz without talking. It's the same impatience of, like, my goodness, wait, four more minutes, you know? Like, what am I going to do there? You know what I'm saying? From the end of Kedusha till, you know, we start saying Bodhi Durabhama. Like, you know, you got to go to 120 seconds, like 3 minutes, or 2 minutes, a minute, whatever it is. It's just like, you know, a sense of impatience, a sense of, like, I you know, more of a relaxed, calm characteristic allows for listening, allows for to hear. it could be that, you know, one of the major things we often focused on is ourselves, and truly when you come down to self-learn, that's certainly one of the things, if not the most thing you should be focusing on. And it's correct, you should be focusing on yourself. But one of the things of focusing on yourself is focusing on yourself to be a person who focuses on others. To allow yourself to be a kli, to help others, to share with others, to be sensitive towards others. To ask, what does that person want in life right now? Am I interested in listening to his words and hearing his want? It's true, people come here to take a year off, or 2 years off, and almost, in a certain sense, leave, half leave the life they came from to a different country, to a different environment. The goal is to build themselves. And in a certain sense, building yourself requires an element of selfishness. It requires you to say, this is my time for me, I gotta turn myself into what I wanna turn into. But part of that metamorphosis, part of that growth, part of that transformation, is not only focused on oneself. That's how you find a guy comes back with bad needles. I'm going to show everyone how frum he is and how long his tzitzis are. And, you know, I went to the Tarek and had a harif line. It was like a little bit of a joke. It was like the same guy who wears the empty hockey jacket comes back wearing the new flashy davening jacket. Same jacket, just, you know, a little different. Now he's changed his outer self. He's a little bit frum, but at the end of the day, life is all about himself. Learning how to listen is caused by and helps develop midos that one doesn't need to see himself in the center of attention. There's sometimes where one should. You mean you have a makam shein anashim shtadli ozish? Certainly correct. When there's a need for something to stand up and do it, absolutely. Because the need exists, not because it exists in you. Because the mitzias of the world requires someone to stand up and requires someone to take leadership. But not because one can't imagine, fathom a world without him in the center of it. And as the year progresses and the years progress and the person's focusing on religious development and religious growth and doing all the right things and taking up a notch of the kavanah b'tefillah, taking up a notch of, you know, hasmad, putting in more hours and putting in more minutes per the hour, putting in more care per the minute. And as you continue to grow and develop, it's an important part of your growth. As much as it is all about yourself, part about yourself means focusing and caring about others. And so much of that is what Chazal said, Mila b'sela, mishtuka b'trin. Okay, have a good day.